quite well, the demands, and it's basically about to show with the Civil Disobedience Act of crossing the borders collectively that every human being has the right for freedom of movement, has the right to live an ordinary life as all the European citizens can as well conduct. We as the Europeans, we can walk everywhere, we can consume everywhere, we can travel all around the world, we have no visa regime, we profit from the global exploitation, we profit from the borders, and this is a world I don't want to live in as a European citizen.
Okay.
Yes.
And what to those who claim that this is a violent act?
What? The crossing borders?
The general media releases you receive when you're blamed of being violent and what's the answer?
Yesterday. What?
Yeah, yesterday.
You mean yesterday?
Yeah.
We were claimed to be violent.
Okay. About yesterday, I think, we go together to this action to explain in this summit our problem. Nobody can make violence for our group. You go busily, friendly, to explain our problem. Uh-huh. But when a police, they come to attack us, to explain to police. You need violence here. You need busily. You need to go enter to explain our problem from refugee, but police can come in to attack us without any reason. After that, when you make violence against many people, okay, we talk together. Doesn't matter. We have a big goal to cross the border of Brazil. You coming back? We talk together. Can make song. Can make slogans. But after that, police can make circle to arrest us, to attack us. Even after that, I see many abuse for human rights, for women, for many people for us can arrest like racism. And also when a police is laugh against that, like can get the order for many people to do that. Mm. Also for me, this is done human right. This is, I think, something like never in my life in Europe. I now 2 years in Europe, never I see like that. Just in Luxembourg, can beat us, can afraid us. After that, we talk like unity. We lost like 16 people, arrest 16 people, but supposed to make action again with dance, with happiness, with our message, because we have a message to Europe people, not for believe. I give chance to Nadia.
Let's see.
Yeah. Is this act of liberation actually can be called violence?
Act of liberation can be called violence? How do you mean that?
I understand that while marching, I mean, you're actually throwing back all the judgments you receive as refugees and all the discrimination you receive as refugees. Is the act of refusing this discrimination a violence or not?
I think this is a question for you. I mean, like,
this is
refusing racist police attacks is not a
for me. Yeah. It's clear violence. It's clear violence.
What the police does.
Yeah, police is do it. And also sometimes I look about police. Police can get order for politician, because politicians there in summit, you know. And I know situation of Luxembourg, and all the time when I cross the border in Luxembourg, not give us any facilitation, like blessed to stay, welcome, and anything like that. All this, we don't care about it. But when I come into Luxembourg, we see real face for politicians there. Police is tool for politician, you know? If politician not tell police do that, police never can do that. But when a police can accuse us, can attack us, this is mean politician. They tell police to do it. Uh-huh. And also politician in the summit, you know, ask good, because yesterday before we come in like we have a message, short message, you know, some people from here. And also Nadia is there. Yeah, delegation. How can send this message? Can refuse us? don't accept us, and also like something like racism. You look like you look for us like nothing, nothing. Mm-hmm. This is also for me and for my colleague. It's very stupid thing.
So the real violence is actually not only the police, yeah. Not only the police, but the whole system.
Yes,
of course.
Yes. It's front desk, the basic violence you receive, but this violence you also bring it with you on your skin daily.
Also, it's like also to keep the system of oppression targeting refugees. I mean, the people are facing a lot of trouble and dangers passing the borders to reach Europe. When they come to Europe, the real shit begins with all the police controls, imprisonment, detention centers, lagers, Residenzpflicht lawyers in Germany, and they don't like to have self-confident refugee movements who are self-organized. The refugees in our movement, I'm a citizen, Naji is affected by this asylum laws, is a so-called refugee, they are affected by this system of oppression. And the politicians, they don't like when the people try to liberate themselves by their own means, by their own messages, by their own words from the system, because it will cause them trouble as they profit from this oppression, as they profit from the Fortress Europe. This is clearly colonial heritages and colonial mentality and capitalism, of course.
Yes,
no?
Yes.
And for this, is the migrant, the man without papers, the refugee, the new revolutionary subject? Can we say that?
I would say totally yes.
Could you please?
Could you imagine European citizens going to a demonstration without any documents? Me in Germany, I cannot imagine this. And we in the movement, like in Netherlands or in Berlin, at least, we are in total solidarity. We never use our documents. We don't have them with us because this is a sign to show that there's something wrong.
Yes.
And we will face anything as far as we can face it. But of course, we know that citizens are respected and have privileges and that they are not affected by repression as refugee activists. And you saw it also yesterday. The police was refusing any communication, as Naji said. And also picking out, as every time it is always the same, black people, refugee people to arrest, to put the danger on the supporters, the supporting citizens, and to divide the group and to break the struggle, to break the resistance.
Mm-hmm. So is the marginalized the one who experiences more than other subjects the subtle brutality of capitalism? And so what are then the claims? I mean, since you leave it on your skin, and this is the voice, what are the claims?
What should change, you mean, yeah?
Yeah, what are the clear, concrete claims?
Mm-hmm.
General claims.
Mm-hmm. What do we want from society?
As a marginalized subject who experiences
for me,
the brutality
for me,
of capitalism.
For me, today, I make aware with the school.
Mm-hmm.
In the school, I make aware. And also, it's a surprise for me, many students in the school, surprise for them, you know, because not you have idea about problem of refugee, problem of immigrant people. Yeah, we try to explain for them. We is same like you. Not you have a problem with you. And also for me, diversity is important because life is diversity. Never can I take one clothes all the week or all the day. I need to change it. Even in the food, I need to change it. Life also like that. I'm supposed to listen to another people to make unity by different idea. And also, if everybody listen to one music all the time, I think this is something like badly. You know, this is today, my experience today. But for the march, I know, I think this is march something like carnival.